Bravo.
RSM, good morning. I think it's Andrew, right? N4ZLK.
Right, yes, sir.
Are you on your way home from work, or are you just off today?
I've already been home, and then I had to run the kids to school, and now I'm finally going to be able to go to sleep.
Hope you are able to sleep today. It's a little bit easier to hear you today on the repeater instead of simplex.
I actually just put a brand new antenna today on the mobile, and I can hear this repeater a lot better now. I think, I don't know if it's just picking up better or if it's just an anomaly, but for whatever reason, I just couldn't get this repeater anymore to receive on my mobile.
Something malfunctioning inside the antenna. That's happened to me before. It was working one day, and the next day it wasn't. So what kind of antenna did you put up?
The Comet, the 2x4, it's like 40-inch, got the little helical-looking thing in the middle.
Wave or 5/8 wave, or do you remember?
Phase 5/8 on 70 centimeters and 5/8 on 2 meters.
Okay, so dual bander. Did you have a 5/8 wave? Was your other antenna 5/8 wave on 2 meters?
And that's what I'm thinking is doing me a little bit better.
That helps sometimes. I've got a glass mount and a dual band antenna that's quarter on 2 meter and 5. Well, I think it's 5/8 on 70 centimeter, but it doesn't work nearly as well. It works great if I'm, got a good line of sight, but any kind of hilltopping, it doesn't do as well as a 5/8.
Yeah, I think where I'm at, I'm far enough away from the mountains, the 5/8 does me better. Then I think if I were closer up to Caesar's Head, the quarter would do me a little bit better, but I think my angle from here, I just get better receive. It's got a little bit better gain and everything on the 2-meter side.
This hobby is you get to experiment with a lot of different applications and different things.
I had to get a new radio for my, I got a digipeater set up at the house, an iGate, and I was running it off of a VTEC radio that I just had because I didn't want to spend money on another radio, but in the last 4 months, this is the second time this VTEC radio has bit the dust, so I'm going to get it fixed just because it's under warranty, but I'm not going to use it for that anymore because it's just, it either just can't handle it or I just got a bad radio.
Sometimes. I've had pretty good luck. Of course, I'm not into the digital stuff yet, but just really analog. But I'm talking on a Kenwood here, and got a Yaesu in my personal truck, and I seem to have pretty good luck with them.
The one that I'm talking on now is a Yaesu, the FTM-300, and my radio of the house that I normally like to talk on is it's the Icon 2730. That was my first radio. I love that thing. But the VTEC was the one that I got before I really knew anything about the features and stuff and, the quality control issues that VTEC sometimes have. And that's what I've read in the reviews is either people have no issues at all out of the VTEC or it's nothing but issues.
That brand at all, but I haven't done any investigation on that kind of stuff. But well, you sound good. I'm glad you got the your new antenna and making the repeater really well. I want to say good morning. I'm pulling up to my first delivery here, so I'll go ahead and sign with you. I hope you have a great day, Andrew. Good to hear you this morning. KO4RSN from N4ZLK.
I'm I'm pulling up at the house. So, yeah, good talking to you. I appreciate you reaching out. KO4 RSN, I'll be clear.